This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our first commodity market report on this Wednesday morning with our pre-opening summary. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Midwest hog prices today are expected to be steady to higher as the market settled in near current prices. The terminals are called $1 lower to 50 cents higher, with tops from $38.50 to $44 today. Peoria steady to 50 cents higher today with a top price of $38.50. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, January 23rd. Negotiated swine purchases were 14,921. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $51 to $66.50. The weighted average, $56.18, a loss of 74 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.10 to $48.53. The weighted average, $45.77. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 17,300. The base price range was $52 to $63.50. The weighted average, $59.54, a loss of 5 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.80 to $47.95. The weighted average, $45.18.
Support for WILL is provided in part by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an agricultural outlook meeting on Saturday, January 27th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Holiday Inn in Terre Haute, Indiana. Lunch will be provided. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. First off, we're going to talk about the weather just in general across our area. We'll have relatively quiet conditions for the next, 5 days or so, and then it looks like we will start to trend colder. And for livestock, that could mean some problems as far as rain, freezing rain, sleet and snow occurring areas to our south, and just bitterly cold conditions across the area, again, for the first week of February. A benign weather outlook for livestock areas over the next 5 days. Very little storminess is expected in temperatures, warming up across parts of the plains and the Midwest. But then again, we get into that second week of a two-week forecast period, and it will be bring a decline in livestock conditions with Texas and Oklahoma through the Delta and southern states, southeastern states looking at, again, rain, freezing rain, sleet, snow. Earliest that the southern plains cattle would be impacted with another storm would be to the middle to the latter portion of next week. Bitterly cold air may impact livestock areas during early February, with the first round of cold predicted for February 2nd through the 4th in the Midwest and the upper Midwest. For the corn and beans, Brazil and Argentina, still a little too wet in portions of Brazil with cloudiness and developing cooler temperatures with areas from Rio Grande do Sul northward to Paraná, and many Mato Grosso do Sul and Mato Grosso areas have good to excellent crop conditions so far. Bahia and northern Minas Gerais have trended drier than usual, but they too have will likely to see favorable production potential so far. But in central south and southern Brazil, too much precipitation has been the case, and it does look like they will continue with showers and thunderstorms on a near daily basis through the next 2 weeks. Most frequent and significant rainfall will impact the region from northern Paraná into São Paulo and southern Minas Gerais, with 1 to 3 inches, and a few locations could receive greater rainfall. Argentina, waves of rain will continue to move through the nation today and into Saturday, with Thursday and Friday being the wettest days. Sufficient rainfall will have fallen in much of the nation to carry the crops in a normal development pattern for the next week, when drier weather we do expect drier weather to evolve, but generally conditions across Argentina are excellent. The Midwest temperatures during the second week of a two-week outlook period will fall below zero as far south as northern Missouri, central Illinois, and northern Indiana. No winter kill is expected in soft wheat areas due to the presence of snow. The cold will likely ice up more of the middle Mississippi River Valley. Illinois River is expected to stay strong enough to have a channel free of ice for quite a while. And across other areas in the southern hemisphere, Australia, scattered thunderstorms occurred in about 70% of Queensland and New South Wales sorghum and cotton areas yesterday. Rainfall varied widely from an inch to 2 inches. Most areas did receive less than a half inch. The remainder of the nation was dry. Frequent showers and thunderstorms will occur across eastern Australia for the next couple days. Some of the rain may be locally heavy, and all areas in eastern Australia will be impacted at one time or another, with Queensland being the wettest. Daily rain totals varying from a quarter inch to an inch most often, but there will be a number of locations receiving more than an inch, and dry weather is expected to return late this weekend and into early next week. As far as South Africa weather, restricted rainfall will occur in the summer grain, oilseed, and cotton areas the remainder of this week and into early next week. Net drying will be the rule, although isolated showers and thunderstorms are expected periodically, and some locally heavy rainfall may result. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at $5.50, down a quarter. Last trade down 6.25. July, $5.08, down 1.75. Last trade unchanged. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at $4.81, up 1.25. Last trade down 5.75. May, $4.90, down 2.5. Last trade down 5.75. July, $5, down a quarter. Last trade down 5.25. December, $5.17, down a half. Last trade down 8. March corn opened at $4.09, unchanged. Last trade down 6.25. May, $4.20, down a quarter. Last trade down 6.75. July, $4.25, down a quarter. Last trade down 6.25. December, $4.03, up 3/4. Last trade down 3.5. May, 2008, $4.10, unchanged. Last trade down 4.5. March soybeans opened at $7.27, up a quarter. Last trade down 8. May, $7.42, unchanged. Last trade down 8. July, $7.55, up 3/4. Last trade down 8.25. November, $7.78, down a half. Last trade down 8.75. January, 2008, $7.80, down 2. Last trade down 5. March soybean meal opened at $2.10.40, up 10. Last trade down $1.50. March soybean oil opened at $29.92, down 1. Last trade down 43. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks like it was a buy the rumor, sell the fact, or sell the fact, buy the rumor. I forget which way it goes. But anyway, the president's message, if you looked at the charts as he was talking overnight in the live tick, actually began to go down as he was talking about ethanol.
He really did. Yeah, it's funny. It would made the high just before that talk and before he actually got into that subject. And then once he came out and really said verbatim what the reports had said that he was going to say last night, as far as the strategic petroleum reserve being doubled and big boost in the ethanol mandate for long term. Once that happened, I think a lot of people kind of saw it as a green light to okay, there's no real upside shock here. Let's go ahead and sell this thing off, take profits, or a little new shorts coming in possibly.
So I guess then traders will then turn their attention to what, supply and demand?
Well, I think so. I think money flow is an awful big part of it here, Dave. You've got an awful lot of new players that come into this market here in the last couple of weeks, well, particularly since the report. Open interest is growing in most commodities, and as such, you've got an awful lot of buying that's occurred up here at these higher levels, and you get a little bit of pullback here, and I don't think it's really a question of fundamentals in the short run here, and I think the market is very vulnerable to some profit taking, not to mention some possible pricing by farmers.
I bring this up because I think tomorrow's export sales report is the first since we had that huge gap higher off of the USDA January report, so it would be interesting to see whether or not end users did pick up commodities at those prices.
Yeah, it'd be very interesting. I agree. I'd be curious to see those. A little hard to draw a hard conclusion from, I think, because at this point, if you see real big numbers, you wonder, Is that because, yes, this demand is for real, and holy cow, everybody wants corn or beans or whatever commodity you're talking about? Or on the other hand, is the fear factor kind of stepping up front, and you've got an awful lot of, you know, short-term buying interest and covering interest just because, you know, these users are scared to death of being left at the station? And so, in other words, you have a very real possibility that an awful lot of long-term demand is being pushed up front here.
So how do you think the market will open today?
You kind of have to use last night's closes as your best indicator, I guess. So I'd say, 5 to 7 lower in corn, beans, so, 8 or 9 lower, something like that. Wheat looks like it'll be, somewhere along the lines of a nickel lower. But if it's true to form, of late, it'll probably try to muster up some kind of comeback from those opening weaker levels. But my own guess is we'll close lower than where we open.
Thank you much, Clayton.
Okay, thank you.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is in Champaign, Illinois. He joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.